Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Ribbis, we're learning about Iska, Simen Samach Vav, and it's early Yud Iyar, Wednesday night, and we're in Samach Vav, and we'll start with, we really talked about things he talks about later. His point, well, Siv Dalet, we'll start with Siv Dalet. In Siv Gimel, he made the point that even though it's pretty much guaranteed, but since there is Lamaisa, a way out, so that stops it from being Ribbis. That's the Inyan of Iska, and Memela Heter Iska, because Heter Iska just creates an Iska when it's not really an Iska. It also, that creates a whole set of problems in itself, but the Kitzur is not up to dealing with those problems, he's dealing with the Iska, with the problems of the Iska. So the Iska is only valid, even though part of the Iska is a loan, right? That's how the Gemara views every time there's an investing partner and a managing partner. It's half my money and half your money. It's like a loan. So we have to make sure there's no ribbis. And if I'm guaranteed my money back in the Iska part, it's like ribbis. Because the guy could always take a shvua. That's the point. Avol Siv Dalet, but let's say you mamish guarantee a return on your money without ribbis, but Avol Sheyikna Hamakabel as Chelak Harevach Shel Hanosim Bekach Vekach. If what they agree is that the managing partner, so to speak, is like buying. The arrangement they make is he buys the Makabel's share of he buys the Nosains, the investor's share of the profit for a guaranteed amount. And he'll pay him a certain amount, so the guy will be guaranteed, let's say 3% or 4% or whatever you want it to be, and I'm buying from you the rest of the percent that it's really yours. But you're guaranteed a return on your money. That's the bottom line. He'll have to have a set, a guaranteed profit. Zehu Asur, when there's a loan. When there's a loan, so it looks like interest on a loan. If there's no loan involved, then you can make up whatever you want. I can invest money with you, and we make up. You're going to give me a guaranteed return, and you'll keep the rest of the profit. But if part of the money's a loan, which an Iska is considered a part loan, because that's how you earn your share of the profits. If the whole business deal is only that you'll give me 3%, then you'll keep the rest, that's fine. No one has a problem with that. But if we share the profits, and then you come to me and you say, you know what, I'll let me keep in your share, right? So then it's ribbis on the loan, because you're dealing with a loan. Okay, sifhei, and there's no get heter iska also. Nosa lo iska al zman, let's say for 2 years, and this happens all the time, and then he keeps the money, he didn't return the money. Now he wants to be paid the Iska, the percent that the Iska talks about. The guy kept the money for a year. He chased him, he ran after him, whatever. And the guy said, wait a second, on this third year there was no Heter Iska. Then it would be Mamish Ribbis. You're not allowed to take Ribbis. So we say, no, sorry. Nosano Iska al Zman, Benisake Vetzlo Hamos, Kamacher Zman Apiron. He kept the money after such time that he was supposed to pay it back. Tzorech HaMesasek, Litin Loi Revach, he has to give him the profit, Gam Ba'al HaZman Shachar Kach, even for that third year. Ki Mestoma Nishar B'yodo Al Tanai HaRishon. We say there's an Umdano, that they, nowadays the Heter Iskas usually write it, that the Iska should be for 2 years, but if it's not paid back, then all the conditions and stipulations, whatever we wrote for the Iska, should continue for that, until such time that everything is paid off. He says himself, Tov Yosel Lichtov Tekev B'toch Hashtar Iska Shem Yishar Hamos Heitzalam B'Kabal Acher Hazman. If he keeps the money, Yegam came B'Tanai Zeh, all of the stipulations should occur.
Doesn't that almost run into it almost seems like there's a penalty for a late payment that you're extending the Iska, which you weren't really allowed to do?
That's not a penalty. So extending the Iska is not a penalty. By the way, a penalty for late payment is a Ribas problem. But that's not what you were asking. No penalty here. We're extending the ISCA. So the business is going to continue to run. It's going to continue earning profits, and you're going to continue to get your share in the profits. No reason to consider it a penalty. Sivvav is Nusach Shtar ISCA. So, okay. Let's just read it quickly, very quickly, so you'll see what it looks like. Modani Amoid de Chasulamato, the undersigned, Shekibalti Liyodim Eis, Rav Reuven Horowitz. I got from Rav Reuven Horowitz a certain amount of money, 100 Austrian gold pieces, for half a year, Lechatsi Shonam Yom de Lamato. Vishayati Yatz, and I stipulated that I will do good business, I'll Schara Toiva. That I think will bring a profit, I will purchase it. Behem Kodman Lamo Osai. The ISCA funds come before my personal money. You know, you can't say afterwards that, oh, like the guy with the lottery ticket, oh, I bought that with my own money. Right? B'chol HaRevach Sheitan Hashem L'yodi from that Schaira, half is mine and half is Reb Reuven's. And v'chein chaser shalom lahetzed hu chelek kechelek. And after half a year, I have to give him back the principal, meaning, right, whatever principal, the loan, the whole principal, half is his money and half is the loan money I owe him. V'gam chatzi revach shalom and his share and half the profits. V'lo yoheli nemonis lomar hefsadati, I will not be believed to say there were no profits, but I lost. Ella al pishnei edim ksheirim, and the revach, how much profit there actually was, I should only be neman with a shvuah. Okay, but so what's the point? What guy is going to give him money? So then he says, but we stipulated hulam tnai hoya beinenu, that if I want to give him for his share of the profits, I want to give him just a set amount, 10 zehuvim every year. So then he has no more tainus to me, and I don't have to swear, even if it'll come out that there was a lot of revach, he can't come to me that he wants more of a share of the revach. Of course, I want to pay him, even if there's not that much revach, I'm giving him the 10 zehuvim. And of course, I have the possibility of saying there wasn't that much revach, if I want to swear, which is why it's not ribbis. I got the token payment for doing the work. We said that creates a problem if you don't.
And what does it mean?
That's what the guy wants. They have a fight. He wants to, the investor wants to be Nemo. Again, before you sign and deliver the money, you can stipulate what you want. He's giving an emonus. Yeah, he's saying now that if there's an argument and you can't figure out who's telling the truth, so the emonus should be by the Baal HaShtar. The Baal HaShtar is the investing partner. He's the one that gets the shtar.
But why you have to swear?
No, there's nothing. It's something a smart investor will ask for. We'll say, I want you to put in that if we have an argument, I'm Naaman. And if the guy says, that's not fair, like, why should you be Naaman? Like, come on, man, not fair. So you take your marbles and you go home. So you can do that. You say, my wife should be Naaman. My third cousin should be Naaman.
Or an arbitrator or something like that.
Anybody, yeah. Nowadays, they write into many stories already who the arbitrator will be. Sometimes without telling the arbitrator, as I found out to my chagrin many times. Halacha Zion comes into play many times. Not many times, I shouldn't say, many times. It's not that unusual what it says in Sif Zion. In Mashad the Chukah, he needs a loan, the guy's going away, they have no time, they don't know where there's a heteriska. The store's all out of their heteriskas. They don't have any place to copy it from. They can't download it. Face. Computers are down, can't download a heteriska. You could speak out Baal Peh. It's very b'di'evet. Yichayil Mahasan is called Zormanal Baal Peh. Even though there's no witnesses. So you might say that makes it into a joke. It's not. You're stipulating. It's a valid stipulation. No din, you have to write it down. It's true, you can't prove anything now. He can tell you to go jump in the lake. Okay, we have to stop here.